Today, I've got a list of commands that you can use to make your game hopefully much, much easier to manage. We also have in-studio guest, Orion.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. I will make you a Minecraft expert in no time. I swear to it. It's gonna happen. Minecraft introduced command blocks a while back, but most people don't know that you can actually use the commands from the command blocks without actually using the command blocks. These can be incredibly helpful. Game rules offer true-false statements. If you want to get technical, those are Booleans. They will also allow you to turn on and off certain features of the game. Now, this can be really, really, really useful when making your own maps, especially if you are running a server. So, the first is command block output. This will enable or disable the text output of command blocks. Normally, when you hit one, it'll tell you what it just did, like teleporting you or destroying you or giving you a billion diamonds. So if you turn that to false, it won't let you know that in chat. Next is do daylight cycle. This vocabulary is a little bit weird, but basically it'll stop the sun from moving. So if you turn do daylight cycle to false, it will allow the sun to stay at whatever time you set it to. Remember, this is great to use with the other command, time set and then whatever. So you can set it tonight and the sun won't move. You can set it today and the sun won't move. Next is do fire tick. Do fire tick will enable or disable the fire spread. You can still start fires, but they will not move from the location that you set them. So no massive forest fires. And remember, only you can protect against do fire tick commands. Next is do mob loot. This will allow the mobs, those baddies, zombies and ghasts and things like that, to not drop loot when you kill them. So if you want a server that maybe that people don't get iron or potatoes or carrots from zombies dropping them, you can turn that off with do mob loot. Set it to false. Next is do mob spawning. This will enable or disable the spawning of mobs with the exception of spawn eggs and mob spawners. This is just for the black areas of your game. Next is do tile drops. With this, if you break a block, the item for that block will not fall. This includes TNT or say you're trying to get stone or any type of ore. When you break the block, no little thing will be put into your inventory. Next is keep inventory, which allows you to keep your inventory upon death. So set that to true if you want to keep your inventory every single time you die. Next is mob griefing. Now this can be a little bit confusing because griefing seems like just making mobs really, really mean and rude. Well, actually, this turns off the explosions created by blowing up blocks by creepers, ghasts, the wither, also Endermen picking up blocks, and zombies breaking down doors. So this will stop all of those evil mobs from breaking your creations. Next is to allow or disallow players to naturally generate health. If they don't naturally generate health, their health will stay where they are, regardless of where their hunger bar is. So normally if you have full enough hunger, you'll naturally regenerate health. If you set that to false, no longer. So that was a quick rundown of some of the game rules that you can use in-game without using the command blocks. Of course, each of these things can be set into a command block and have turn and on and off with the source of a redstone current. So get crafting, folks. If you would like to send me some feedback, feel free to email me at mail@omgcraft.com. We're also on Twitter, so follow the show at @omgcraftshow. And be sure to subscribe. Head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft to subscribe in all the different video versions, even audio versions, and even on YouTube. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next episode. Bye!